definitely good, and then work. Let's see what Hashem wants from
you. So now we do a little bit of Shmuel Shapira. I'm married to be with his, at least two sons of his in Meron.
You were just there, yeah?
Like Bomber, Shmuel sons of
it.
Yeah, there's a big kibbutz of Breslov there also, Shmuel. Maybe, I don't know, 300 people. What? Also, no, you might have 2,000 people. In Meron, maybe 300 people. And it's unbelievable there. If you rent a tzimmer or whatever, there's food all night, all day, just be there. Good food. Cold water there, and it's you. They walk around people with platters and they serve everyone. There's a watermelon and melon and grapes and drinks, hot drink, cold drink, all night, all day.
What is this?
All year round, but especially in Shavuot.
Are there no poor Breslov?
There's big stuff there.
Who pays for it all year?
There's donors. The people like to donate for Rabbi Shimon. The people, they donate for Rabbi Shimon, they see miracles. Miracles, literally. There are many stories. People that have children who are sick, they give money for Rabbi Shimon. It's giving money for Rabbi Shimon, so people can sit in the tzion. They can sit for hours and hours. They don't have to get up for anything. There's a mikveh there. There's everything. Today, Rabbi Shimon, just go. Just go. Go without organizing anything. You go for any Shabbos, there's always food there. If you want to eat together with your wife, so then you have to bring your own and... or sneak out some food and go eat. But if I went with my wife, she ate in the women's section. And every Shabbos Mevorchim,
everything.
And every Shabbos Mevorchim of every month, there's even more. A lot more. There's Yad Ezra. They have a huge hall. Huge. They seat, I don't know how many thousand people. Every meal.
He ain't worth 700,000.
Maybe. And that's what I think in the men's section and the women's section.
Yeah, thousands of people there every child will benefit?
Yeah.
You can rent a place, a few hundred shekels, and you can go eat there. It's beautiful, beautiful. Habishim, Avayochai, go to the Tzadik. There's a dibur for Rabbeinu, or I don't know, there's still Rabbeinu that. Shabbos by the Tzaddik is like fasting seven times from Shabbos to Shabbos. So, yeah. So now, we're talking, we're up to Shmuel Shapira. They finished, they're on the way to Kiev. So the day after they went to the Balditsha, the day after they went to, they came back from Uman, the thing is that there wasn't any mikvah around there. Shmuel wanted a mikvah.
What about the river? Couldn't you use the river?
Okay, but it's like the baya. Something problematic to go to the river. Let's see. So they asked their guide from the KGB, right? Is there a shul here? They figured maybe in the shul they'll find a mikvah. Is there a shul here? No, there's no shuls in our city. No synagogues. So?
There's still a Newman.
So fine, so then he asked, no, they were in Kiev.
Okay, yeah.
So then he asked them, could we want to go to Medjibur? Fine, into Balitsha. So they went and asked again, could we go to Medjibur Balitsha? There's no such cities in Brit HaMar, in Russia. In the Russian, what's it called? Russian, okay. Soviet Union. No such cities. They said whatever they want. So they stayed in the hotel, and Thursday they flew back to, they flew to from Moscow, from Moscow they flew to Frankfurt. And from there, Shmuel went down, Shmuel from there flew to Eretz Yisrael. So immediately when he came back to his house, Shmuel, first thing he did, he went to the Kotel. So Ben Zion Grossman, I think he's the father of David Grossman, Chaim David Grossman from Migdal Eimek, he asked him, "Nu, how did Rabbeinu receive you? How was it by Rabbeinu?" "Rabbeinu received me beautifully. I never felt in my whole life such a feeling like I felt in the Holy Tzion. It was worth it to be half the year in the Golus in America to be by the Tzion. The journey of Shmuel is a great success that he had, a wonderful success. It was an interesting result of that. Before he left, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender was always he was very doubtful about going. He was almost killed, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, by the Russians. The night before they assassinated them, or whatever it was, they executed them, him and his friend of Eli Rujin, the Menahel, at least the Menahel, the
director.
The what? Of the Bet Kele. The head, the Mefaket, the head of the prison. He was a Jew.
The warden.
What?
The warden.
He was a Jew. And the night before they were executed, he was a Jew that he had a son-in-law who was a Breslover Chassid. He had nothing to do with Judaism, but his son-in-law was a Breslover Chassid. And his son-in-law told him one thing. He said, please do me a favor, one thing. If Breslovers come under your hand, help them. So the night before they executed them, he called them, Rav Yitzchak Bender and Rav Eli Rujin called them to his office. He said, you're free, run. And they ran. Afterward, they found out that he's the one who released them, and they killed him. He shot him in the head. But this guy, I'm sure he went straight to Rabbeinu because he saved the whole wrestler. And then Rav Levi Yitzchak and they fled to Moscow, and then from there he fled to the east.
Why were they in prison?
For spreading Judaism in Uman, in the area. Rav Levi Yitzchak was under, it was terrified, you can understand that. And he was always very doubtful, maybe he shouldn't go to the Uman, now the communists and everything, and the passports and all the things. Okay? But when he came back, when Shmuel came back, when he told all the stories, Rav Levi Yitzchak told him, he changed his what he thought about it, and he said, he gave the bracha for anyone to go. Shmuel never told anyone that he's going to Uman, that he went to Uman. Only a few people knew, very few. And half a year later, Rav Yudel, his escorter, came to Yerushalayim. So Shmuel saw him, he stood up, and he greeted him very much. So people asked him, why is he giving you such cover? What happened? What do you mean? I was with him in Uman. So what? He went to Uman? No one knew. Because he didn't talk. Yeah. It gave chizuk a lot of people to try to get there. That's the end of the story about Uman.